your host, Nanette Weiser. And with me today is a beloved musician who performs a beloved musician at the Palladium on December 14th. I want to welcome Dr. Zachary Bartholomew, Visiting Professor of Music, Florida Memorial University. Welcome, Zach.
Hi, Nanette. Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
So, first of all, it's just, you know, it's not coincidental that this show is coming during the holidays, but I know you perform this all over the place. Let's talk a little bit first about Vince Guaraldi, because not everyone knows him beyond the Charlie Brown Christmas music, and then we'll go into your backstory. So, share with our audience who he was, a famous San Francisco pianist, and tell us what you know about him and why you love him so much.
Sure. Well, I was introduced, you know, to Vince Guaraldi's music probably the same way most people are, and that's through, you know, the holiday stuff he became famous for. But Vince Guaraldi, I'm not an expert on his whole career, but, you know, he was, before he became famous and associated with the Peanuts characters and Charlie Brown Christmas, you know, he is a you know, professional gigging musician, jazz musician, like kind of a bebop pianist. And I think the holiday record was maybe like his eighth album he had recorded. So there's some really great trio albums that he's done that I have. And so he's, you know, an accomplished pianist and kind of, you know, like this bebop pianist guy. And I think he had a hit on the radio the year before, Cast Your Fate to the Wind, I believe. And
that's exactly right.
Yeah, and so sort of the research I've done was basically that, you know, somebody heard that and was involved with the you know, production of turning the Peanuts characters cartoon strip into the TV special, and they heard that song. They're like, oh, I want to, you know, find the guy who wrote that song. I want him to do the music for the TV show. And then it kind of happened that way, from what I know, because I don't think his, you know, his career wasn't like film scoring or, you know, scoring like TV shows or anything. Yep. It was just playing, you know, playing jazz.
Yeah, he was a cool, groovy guy in San Francisco. Of course, he was born in 1928, but, you know, the Cast Your Fate was part of the Jazz Impressions of Black Orpheus in 62, and the 60s was really pivotal in San Francisco. What I didn't know about him was that he had played with the Grateful Dead. With the Grateful Dead. And in 53, he worked with the Chubby Jackson Band and George's Sonny Chris. So he toured with Woody Herman. So, you know, what you and I know and love, you know, the Stan Getz era and the Jader Group. I mean, Guaraldi was well known in that jazz world. And he was smitten with Antonio Carlos Jobim. But Charlie Schulz, who I talked to because we used to syndicate Peanuts, told me he heard that song. He called the guy at United Media, which was the representative for him, and they got in touch with Guaraldi. And it was the first time, and I know that we're going to listen to this when we hear your music, that they used children in a cartoon musical on TV singing.
Yeah, there was so when I do the show, or at least when I, you know, I would do more like historical stuff, you know, talk a little bit about the history of the, you know, how it came to be. But when I was researching it, that, you know, there's sort of like these, like three strikes against this show from being, you know, successful. One was that they used children actors, you know, also to do the voices and stuff. And then they had, like the children's, you know, children singing, the children actors, and then they hired this, you know, they had like a jazz soundtrack, essentially this jazz instrumental is doing all the music. And they're like, man, this is never going to work. And I think also they didn't have I think it was sort of standard to do like laugh tracks, I believe. And I don't think they decided not to do one on that, if I'm remembering correctly.
Right. Isn't that so? It really was groundbreaking.
Yeah.
And yet a Charlie Brown Christmas, it's one of the top 10 films that everyone, even George Winston was a youngster who heard the Peanuts music. Isn't
mm-hmm.
that crazy?
Yeah, it's wild.
So let's talk about, listen, you have a distinguished career, and I know that you, how did you decide that this was a show that really was something you wanted to perform, not just during the holidays, but to really bring his music to life?
Oh, man. Well, yeah, it started off as, let's see, I think this is the fourth year in a row I've been doing it. Kind of every year, I'm based, I live in Miami, and so the first time I did it was down here in Miami at the Moss Center, and I did it for the fourth time this past November, and I think it started off just, you know, thinking of like, you know, kind of more sort of just kind of simple, but just like, okay, I want to do a holiday show somewhere, and you know, I don't want to like it to be this like hokey, you know, holiday thing, which can some stuff can kind of turn into, you know, you just try to sell tickets or whatever. But I try to pick music that I really love, that's fun for me to play and interesting for me to play, but also that, you know, would connect with audiences. And the Vince Guaraldi thing kind of checks all the boxes. You know, it's pretty amazing actually, because it's hard to do that. You know, find something that musicians like to play that I think, you know, just musically, from a piano standpoint, from a jazz standpoint, I think the music is really interesting. It's fun to play. It's challenging, but then it's also very accessible. It's fun. It's, you know, it's easy to digest, and it's popular. You know, we associate it maybe because of that association with characters. You know, you can visualize different things that maybe, you know, if it wasn't connected to a TV show, maybe you wouldn't. But that was sort of the impetus of trying to put the show together, was like, well, I love this music. Like, I'd been listening to it since I was a kid, and much before I got into jazz or piano or anything, you know, it was just like the holiday music, you know, I would just associate, I'd hear it during Christmas time. And then as I got into piano and stuff, you know, you always want to learn Linus and Lucy as like, you know, when you're around the holidays, when you're taking piano lessons. And so I think I, you know, started trying to learn some of the music then. And then, as an adult and like more recently, I was like, oh, you know what? I think this would be a really cool, like, this would be a really cool show to put together, because the music is so fun. And yeah, then I started learning more about Vince Guaraldi. I learned all of the, like, I wrote out charts of the songs, like learned them by ear, and then wrote out charts for like the band and started arranging some stuff. He does some covers on there. You know, mostly it's original stuff that he wrote specifically for the TV show and for the soundtrack. But then there's some covers on there, like the Christmas song and O Tenenbaum and What Child Is This? And so I, you know, learned his arrangements and then kind of wrote my own. So, I like to, on my shows, kind of merge like my music, and I'll write compositions, you know, for all the shows that I do as well, because I like to feature original music, because that's, you know, that's what all the guys I admire do as well, like Vince Guaraldi. You know, he wrote all this music and would perform it. And so it was a fun project musically to do. And then it's an easy way, I think, to get audiences to come listen to jazz. And I tell people at the shows, like, if you like the Vince Guaraldi stuff, you're sort of secretly a jazz fan. You just didn't realize that you like jazz if you like Vince Guaraldi. So it's
absolutely
a good way to introduce people to that kind of music.
Well, you know, and it's so funny because Linus, you know, Linus introduced a whole generation of young people to the joys of music and how girls might like them, even Lucy, right? So
yeah.
I think, now you have a special girl in your performance. Tell us about special guest vocalist Nicole Bartholomew.
Yeah, well, so I'm lucky enough to be her husband. That's my wife. And she started doing the show with me 2 years ago. So I did it the first 2 years just as like a trio. And so Nicole, she's a full-time professor at the Frost School of Music at University of Miami. And she's an amazing vocalist. She's a soprano, and she performs, you know, she comes from more of a classical background, but she performs, she's like a section leader, paid soloist at the Coral Gables Congregational Church in Miami. And their music program is really expansive, and it's a huge, huge part of all the stuff they do. So they do basically full-on concerts, like almost every week, and they do stuff all the way from like, you know, world music to gospel to like, you know, classical, like the Messiah, Handel's Messiah, to like contemporary and jazz. And so she performs all kinds of stuff. And then, you know, as much as I can, I'll try to get her to, you know, do some stuff with me. And so she's done, you know, more and more jazz as the years have gone on. You know, I'll feature her on different shows. And I thought, because now I'm starting to travel a lot during the shows, like normally I would just be gone, you know, like pretty much the whole month of December, you know, on and off. And so now I'm like, oh, now we, you know, I'm gone, but now we get to travel together, which is a lot more fun. And I, you know, on the recording, like you mentioned, there's like a children's choir on some tracks. And so, you know, there's no like vocalist featured on the Charlie Brown Christmas, but there are songs that have words. And so I was like, oh, you know, this would, you know, I think I could get Nicole to like maybe sing this one, like Christmas Time Is Here. You could sing that. And then I was like, oh, well, we could do, you know, What Child Is This? They do an instrumental version of that. Well, why don't we, you know, I'll arrange it where maybe I'll kind of take some of the Guaraldi stuff, but then we'll, you know, make it where we can have a vocalist as well. And then, so I took, you know, and then the Christmas song, they do instrumentals. Like, well, I grew up listening to Nat King Cole sing that one. And, you know, so I was able to keep a lot of the same music, but again, like kind of rearrange it just slightly to feature her. And it's kind of it's a nice addition to the whole show because it changes. You have like more contrast. So we'll have the trio sort of like the baseline, you know, of the concert. And then we'll do like a duet together, and then we'll have her with the trio. And so it's kind of a fun way to make the show more dynamic. You know, you have more variety that way.
And who is in the trio, Zach?
So it depends on what, you know, which year and what city I'm playing in. But
all right, the one that we're going to see at the Palladium.
Yeah. So this year at the Palladium, I've got on the bass a good friend of mine, Brandon Robertson. He's coming from Fort Myers. He's the director mm-hmm. of jazz studies at FGCU. And then on the drums, actually another Brandon Lee Lewis. He's in Miami. And he's done, I play with him probably, you know, the most out of anybody down here in Miami, but he's a great drummer that spent about 20 years in New York and is down in Miami now, he's teaching at University of Miami as well. So he's driving up from Miami. Nicole and I are driving up from Miami, and then Brandon's coming up from Fort Myers.
Well, speaking of Miami, you were awarded an incredible Miami Individual Artist Grant for the 2025-2026 years. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Oh, cool. I didn't know you knew that. I basically just was notified. I guess technically, you know, I haven't received it yet, but it's in the mail. Check's in the mail, I guess. But I got that, and it's sort of this open-ended. You know, you apply. Basically, you have to be a resident of Miami-Dade County, and it's the grant. I think exists sort of just to support artists like making art, you know, like local, you know, trying to support people that live in the area to like continue to make art in the area. And so I do a lot of traveling and I do all these shows. And so one thing, you know, I perform in Miami, you know, some, but it's like I will travel a lot for a lot of these shows. And so one thing that I'm hoping to do with the grant is to create some relationships, or relationships I already have, but basically to be able to present a little bit more music or more often at some venues that I really like here in Miami. So essentially using that money to help subsidize, you know, performances so that the venue, you know, there's not as much pressure on the venue to pay the band or whatever. I can maybe match things with the grant. So that's one thing I want to do is like present more music here in Miami-Dade County where I live. And then also, you know, also like I mentioned, I'm like composing and writing and arranging music for all the shows I do. So it'll allow me to kind of devote a little time to do that. And like connect with different venues here in Miami. And then also, I'm a full-time professor at Florida Memorial University. So, and I teach, you know, private students and all that stuff. And so I'd love to, ideally kind of combine the educational stuff I do with the performance stuff I do and maybe, you know, include students in some of those performances and offer some kind of like educational component to the performances that I do.
That is just wonderful. Folks, if you've just joined us on Music Scene, I'm your host, Annette Weiser. I'm talking to Dr. Zachary Bartholomew. He's an award-winning pianist, composer, and music educator. He is bringing the joy of Vince Guaraldi to the Palladium on December 14th. You better hurry up. Tickets are going fast. I'm going to brag on you for a minute, and then I'm going to ask you about your debut album, Balancing Act, which made both the Jazz Week and NACC Jazz Charts in its first week of release. And I'm just going to run through this because I was blown away. You have performed at some of the top jazz venues that I knew, performing arts centers that I knew in the country. But the jazz festivals, the Jacksonville Jazz Festival, the St. Pete Jazz Festival, the Monterey Jazz Festival, Yalisco Festival Miami, and you played with Sean Jones, Victor Goines, David Holland, David Lieberman, and it goes on and on and on. And you're a full-time professor, and you perform regularly with professional organizations such as Sarasota Pops Orchestra, the Naples Philharmonic, and Lake Wales. Wow. What got you started interested in jazz? Was this a youngster's dream? Were you the Linus that grew up to be? Tell us a little bit about the backstory.
Yeah. I fell into it a little bit. If you would have talked to me when I was like maybe 10 years old or maybe even 15 years old, I don't think I would have, thought that I'd be, music professor or professional musician, but I grew up in like a very small rural town in Florida. I grew up in this little town called Sop Choppy, which is about an hour south of Tallahassee. And, there's not really much jazz where I grew up. But I just started taking basically like piano lessons. My sister wanted to take them, and then I just asked my mom if I could take some lessons too. And I liked music. I liked piano. But I didn't know anything about jazz until just sort of a random trip. My mom took us on to New Orleans, and I got to see a live band. It wasn't really even a jazz band. I think it was more jazz adjacent, just playing in like a restaurant we were eating at. And it was the first time I saw there's this guy like playing a keyboard, and he had like a cool like bowling cap on or something. It was like, this guy looked like super cool. I used to always, get nervous performing recitals in front of everybody. And so I liked practicing and I liked music, but I hated playing in front of people. And so I saw this and I was like, oh man, this looks really fun. Like, I didn't realize you could play piano and like be in a band. I thought you just had to sit in front of a bunch of people by yourself at like a recital. And so I saw that. And then during that trip, I was like, oh, I want to learn jazz. Like, I didn't even know anything what jazz was. And so I went to this music store and bought Mark Levine's The Jazz Piano Book, just like,
really?
Oh, yeah. And I was like, oh, this is The Jazz Piano Book. I should buy it. Then I'll learn all about it. So I didn't really know, you don't know what you don't know. And so that kind of spurred the interest. And then my mom being, lucky to have a supportive mom, and she contacted the music professor, Bill Peterson, at Florida State University in Tallahassee. He's the jazz piano professor there still. And I was able to take some lessons with him kind of at the end of high school. When I was old enough to drive, I would drive up an hour from Sop Choppy and then take a lesson, drive an hour back. And I did that for maybe a year, sort of on and off. And then I went to they have a summer music camp there, and I went there, and that kind of exposed me. Like, I got to see the professors play live and learn about jazz history and, basically just learn about this world that I didn't know existed. And I was like, wow, I felt like kind of like a foreign exchange student, a little bit. And that's kind of how I got started. I got started pretty late, especially for most, people that that are, that I meet that are professional musicians or that go to music school. A lot of them grow up listening to music and playing it, or their parents are band directors or professional musicians. But I got started pretty late. And so it made me really, have to practice a lot. Like, I'm still super diligent about practicing because I always feel like I'm playing catch up still. I just have to work twice as hard as everybody.
I just love that. And, you won the Jacksonville. It's a very prestigious, highly acclaimed piano competition, 2016 and 2017. You were the top three finalists. And, you just had a pretty acclaimed career. What I like, though, is and everybody describes it this way, your explosive style and solos on piano. Wow. And I've seen some video of that. It's pretty amazing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Just about, like, my style or, like, the shows?
Yes, yes.
Thanks for the compliments. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that, a lot of influences that I draw from. Like I said, I do a lot of shows that I travel around for, and I'll typically try to present, the music of some of my heroes. So, like, I've done the music of, like, Chick Corea or Oscar Peterson or Bud Powell and McCoy Tyner. And there's all these amazing pianists that, as you're learning, you study and You study their music like, you know, a classical musician would study like Bach or Beethoven. You know, I'll learn, except here, you know, you learn people's solos by ear and things like that. And then eventually, you know, you start to develop your own style out of that and you find things you like. And so, you know, part like piano technique, I practice a lot and, you know, I try to have it where I'm not getting, you know, the instrument, it hopefully is not getting in my way of like whatever ideas I'm trying to, you know, that are in my brain that I'm trying to get out. And so, you know, I think I have pretty decent technique where I can kind of, if I need to, you know, without any flashy things, you know, I can kind of pull those. I have like a little bag I can pull out, you know, pull that stuff out of. And, I want the show to be fun and dynamic for the audience. So sometimes that kind of stuff is nice as well, where, you know, I'm balancing like, I think like, you know, musical things that interact with the band and, you know, you're supporting other people. There's like a group conversation with the bass and the drums, but then also having the ability to sort of like shine as a soloist, you know, that's one thing that I love, like the balance of that playing jazz and playing with other people is, you know, there's kind of that balance between like the group symmetry and then like the individual, you know, getting to shine. And so I try to bring that dynamic to the shows that I perform.
I love that. And I have to say, I'm going to have to drive down to Bonita Springs on January 8th because you're going to be doing something I love, which is the vibrant fusion of jazz with Caribbean, Spanish, and South American.
Yeah.
Jelly Roll Morton, Afro-Cuban jazz, Dizzy Gillespie, Chano Pozo. I mean, that is, folks, if you join me because I'm driving to Bonita Springs to see this. And you play regularly at Bonita Springs as well. Isn't that true, at the Center of the Arts?
Yeah, so that's, I'm really lucky. It's probably been the most musically rewarding kind of part of my career. I'm a resident artist there, and I'm going on my third year. And basically they, you know, we were in touch and they asked me about being a resident artist there. And so my idea that I pitched them, you know, it's like, well, I want to, even though I live in Miami, it's like a 2-hour drive for me. I wanted to do like a monthly concert series, which, you know, it's a kind of a hard sell because, you know, normally, you know, you'll have an act come through, you know, once a year, twice a year. And so I was like, well, if I'm a resident artist, I want to feel like a part of the community and I want this to be something I can build and like grow. And so I was pitched them this monthly concert series. And so they, you know, and that's what we're doing. And really, luckily it's been, you know, successful so far. It's been a lot of work, you know, on my end and their end, but just promoting and stuff. And then I every month, you know, because it's me there every time, I try to make it as, you know, bring as much contrast and like kind of exciting and dynamic shows as I can. So every month there's a different show. So like you said, January is like jazz and the Spanish tinge. And then I'm going to be doing like jazz and film and then like great women in jazz. And then, you know, I've done like every month is different. Sometimes I'll cover the music of a specific artist. So I did like Dave Brubeck's Time Out. So I'll feature like maybe a specific album I'll highlight. And then I'll combine that with like original music as well. And then other shows like the one in January is going to be more, you know, not one specific artist, but maybe one specific theme, you know, the Spanish tinge, right? Jelly Roll Morton's kind of term of like this kind of, you know, it's like spring, you think of like, you know, a recipe, you're like sprinkling in this like seasoning of like, you know, Latin music into like, you know, African rhythm and blues and gospel music and jazz and ragtime and all that stuff. And so back then, you know, he would incorporate this like Spanish tinge is what he called it. And so I thought it'd be fun to do a concert highlighting, you know, taking music that draws from those like Latin influences.
Well, and, I love that you actually you do this through, you know, this is one of the things you're going to bring to the Garaldi too, is that you reimagine everything through your personal perspective, your POV, but also a modern jazz lens. So, you know, we're delighted to have you here on air, and we look forward to the Vince Garaldi concert at the Palladium. That is December 14th, and tickets are available. We will have the link in the audio blog that goes with this fabulous interview. Zach, parting words for what brings joy to your holiday and why people should come see your show.
Oh, man. Well, what brings joy to my holiday is getting to play music. You know, it's something that I love, and I love playing music. I love playing piano, but I also love playing with, you know, wonderful musicians and my friends, and luckily I'm blessed to be able to do that. So, like, my wife is going to be with me, so I get to make music, you know, one of my favorite things is to make music, and then I get to also do it with some of my favorite people. And the members of the band that are going to be there are some really great friends of mine. And so that, you know, I hope, and I've had people tell me, you know, after almost every show, they're like, oh man, it's so fun to watch you guys on stage, because you can tell, like, you know, you all seem to like really like love each other, you know, and you're having a lot of fun. And so it's fun to get to make music that is fun music to make, but also to make it with people that you really love being around and that just luckily also happen to be like, you know, world-class musicians. And so I think, you know, for the concert, something people can look forward to is just, you know, it's hard to go wrong with Vince Guaraldi. So that's kind of a good place to start. But then also just the show, I put a lot of thought and, you know, blood, sweat, and tears into. Like, I think I've programmed it where it's a lot of fun for me to play, but I think it makes for like a good just macro, you know, like the overall flow of the whole show is really fun and kind of take you through these different journeys from the beginning to the end.
Well, thank you, and we look forward to your cool adult jazz with Snoopy, Linus, and all the Peanuts staples, your lovely wife, and the trio. Thanks so much for being on Music Scene. I'm your host, Annette Weiser. Again, catch the Vince Guaraldi Show. Dr. Zachary Bartholomew, visiting professor of music, Florida Memorial University, a cool cat, much like Vince Guaraldi, at the Palladium December 14th. Until next time, listen to the music, support musicians.